A Room with a View. CD 4. Lucy stamped with irritation. Cecil happened to read out the passage aloud to me and to Mr. Emerson. It upset Mr. Emerson, and he insulted me again. Behind Cecil's back. Ugh, is it possible that men are such brutes? Miss Bartlett burst into self-accusations and regrets.
Oh, Lucy, I shall never forgive myself, never to my dying day. Fancy if your prospects...
I know, said Lucy, wincing at the word. I see now why you wanted me to tell Cecil, and what you meant by some other source. You knew that you had told Miss Lavish, and that she was not reliable. It was Miss Bartlett's turn to wince. However, said the girl, despising her cousin's shiftiness, what's done's done. You have put me in a most awkward position. How am I to get out of it? Miss Bartlett could not think. She stood with clasped hands while the girl worked herself into the necessary rage. That man must have such a setting down that he won't forget. But who's to give it to him? I can't tell Mother now, owing to you, nor Cecil, Charlotte, owing to you. I think I shall go mad. I have no one to help me. That's why I've sent for you. What's wanted is a man with a whip. Miss Bartlett agreed. One wanted a man with a whip. Yes, but it's no good agreeing. What's to be done? What does a girl do when she comes across a cad?
I always said he was a cad, dear. Give me credit for that, at all events.
Oh, bother the credit! And who's been right or wrong? George Emerson is still down the garden there, and is he to be left unpunished, or isn't he? Miss Bartlett was absolutely helpless. Her own exposure had unnerved her, and thoughts were colliding painfully in her brain. You were ready enough at the Bertolini when you rushed me off to Rome. Can't you speak again to him now?
Willingly would I move heaven and earth.
I want something more definite, said Lucy contemptuously. Will you speak to him? It is the least you can do, surely, considering it all happened because you broke your word.
Never again shall Eleanor Lavish be a friend of mine.
Really, Charlotte was outdoing herself. Yes or no, please.
It is the kind of thing that only a gentleman can settle.
George Emerson was coming up the garden with a tennis ball in his hand. Very well, said Lucy with an angry gesture. No one will help me. I will speak to him myself. And immediately she realized that this was what her cousin had intended all along. Hello, Emerson, called Freddy from below. Found the lost ball? Good man. Want any tea?
Oh, Lucy, but that is brave of you.
Her anger faded at the sight of him. She had to subdue a rush in her blood before saying, Freddy has taken him into the dining room. The others are going down the garden. Come. Let us get this over quickly. I want you in the room, of course.
Poor Lucy.
She stretched out her hand.
I seem to bring nothing but misfortune wherever I go.
Lucy nodded. She remembered their last evening at Florence. She was not to be trapped by pathos a second time. Eluding her cousin's caress, she led the way downstairs. Try the jam, Freddy was saying. George, looking big and disheveled, was pacing up and down the dining room. As she entered, he stopped and said, No, nothing to eat. Freddy, go down to the others, said Lucy. Charlotte and I will give Mr. Emerson all he wants.